Thank Peter for coming today to be my translator.
那牧师他谢谢我，我是 Peter， 然后让我来帮他翻译。
It is his first time, I understand.
哦，他知道这是我第一次翻译。
So be nice, be nice.
那我也想说这些话，让他都对我好点。
There was a news story about a little boy doing his math homework.
那这有一个新的一个新闻故事，说到一个男孩做他的数学作业。
And he would say, Alexa, what is 5 minus 3?
然后他对那个盒子，那个 Alexa 盒子就说 ,Alexa, 这个5减3等于多少？
Now, Alexa would say 2, and he'd write the answer down.
然后 Alexa 就回答说 2, 然后他就把这个答案写下了。
You know, technology is making life easier.
那你知道这科技也是把我们的生活变得很简洁便捷。
We can control our whole house with our cell phone.
那一切都可以通过我们的手机掌管整个操作整个房子。
You know, turn on the AC, lock the doors, turn off the lights.
我们可以把这个 AC 就是空调打开，又可以锁门，又可以关灯。
We don't even have to move.
我们都不需要去动。
We have Amazon delivery and even fast food delivery.
那我们都有这个亚马逊 Amazon 来这个送东西到门上，然后都有这一个快餐店食物来送门。
It sounds so wonderful.
那这个听起来都非常美好。
But I believe technology is making us lazy.
那我也觉得这一个科技也让我们变得懒惰了。
You don't need to go to the bank, the post office. You don't need to go shopping anywhere. You just have it delivered.
那你都不需要去银行或者是去什么邮局，都不需要去任何地方去那个购物了。
But what happens is you don't interact with people.
那这个发生什么呢？就是你也不需要跟人交流。
When we get lazy, we miss out on the opportunities and blessings of life.
那当我们这个懒惰起来的话呢，我们就错失了很多机会，也错失很多生活上的祝福。
Every new year, I kind of do an evaluation of our church.
那每一个新年的话，我都会这样做一下一个教会的观察和一个估算。
And I notice a shifting trend, at least on the English side for sure.
然后发现一些移动的趋势，然后这也是发生在我们这个英文堂，这绝对是发生了的。
And I think our church is getting a little lazy.
然后我们发现我们这个教会好像看起来也有开始有点懒惰起来了。
So on the English side, I preach this sermon to remind them to be faithful.
所以我也在英文堂也是跟他们传道，然后告诉他们要警醒，要这个信诚，忠诚信实。
And it comes from Matthew 24, verse 45.
那这边我们就看到我们的马太福音24章45到47节。
Who then is the faithful and wise servant, whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. I tell you the truth, he will put him in charge of all his possessions.
那刚刚读的就是45章到47节，谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。
Every believer has been given the divine responsibility to do the work of Christ on this earth.
那么所有的信徒话都给予了这么一个神圣的责任，就在这个世上来做耶稣基督的工。
God calls us to be faithful servants.
那神呼吁我们去做他忠诚信实的这个仆人。
Now, what do I mean by faithful?
那忠诚信实什么意思呢？
Look at this slide.
那我们看一下这下一节。
Next slide.
下一个。
Next slide. There we go. Faithful means we serve with the right motives in the right way at the right time.
那这一个忠诚信实意思就是我们来服侍以一个正确的动机正确的方式在一个正确的时间。
We serve with the right motive.
那我们是一个正确的动机来服侍。
Because we love God and we love people.
那因为我们爱神也爱人。
We serve the right way.
我们以一个正确方式去服侍。
God's way.
那这是神的方式。
You know, the way the Bible teaches us.
那这样的方式是圣经教导我们的。
Not the devil's shortcuts.
那不是那一种鬼迷心窍偷机取巧了。
Not the world's politically correct way.
那不是那一种这个属世的政权所定的那些合法的一些方式。
We serve at the right time.
那我们也是在一个正确时间去服侍。
Now, not when you feel like it.
就是指现在而不是你想要什么时候就什么时候。
You know, I love going fishing, as you know.
那我也想告诉大家我喜欢去钓鱼了。
So sometimes when I'm fishing, the fish aren't biting, I get lazy.
然后有时候钓了钓，这鱼也不上钩，我就已经开始偷懒了。
And so I'll cast my lure, but it'll fall 4 feet short of the target.
那么这一个有时候我就会投下这个渔网过去，有时候这个离这个鱼群的位置有这个 four feet, 就是四英尺有这么短。
Instead of holding the rod to wait for the fish to pull on it, I put it down.
那这个鱼竿你应该拿在手上，对不对？但我呢就偷懒就放下来了。
So the fish will bite it and then just let go.
那这一个鱼的话，它即使是上钩的话，它我没有去弄这个鱼竿，它也就逃掉了。
And so I miss the opportunity to hook a fish and bring him in.
所以我就错失了这个机会，把这个鱼上钩，然后把它带回家。
See, when you're spiritually lazy, you don't anticipate anything from God.
所以当你这个灵性上开始懒惰的话，并没有期望神会给你任何好的事情。
You don't expect anything good from God. You're not watching.
你也不会去看或者去期待神给你的这些美事。
You're not watching for where God is working, so you don't join him there.
所以你也不看神在哪做工，你也不会去神那里参加在其中。
So God wants you to be a faithful servant.
所以神要我们做一个忠诚信实的仆人。
Look at this next slide.
我们看一下下一节。
Our faith is revealed in tangible and meaningful ways.
那我们的忠心信心是带一个实际跟这个有意义的这么一个方式来表现出来。
Your faith must be tangible.
那你的这一个忠诚信实是以一个实际的方式要显现出来。
Tangible means your faith is exercised in real and physical ways.
那实际的一个行为是什么样呢？是指我们的信心是通过一个真实的这个肉眼可以看到 physical 的这个方式来表现出来。
It's more than just saying to a person, I'll pray for you.
这个比只是说一句话我会为你祷告还要来得多。
You meet a real need.
这个是要满足一个真实的一个需求。
You say, I'll pray for you, but let's sit down and talk. You listen to them.
那你说你会为他们祷告，但是你也要去坐下跟他一起聆听他要说什么。
You see they're hurt and you say, well, come and worship with me and you sit with them in worship.
然后你呢说你我要邀请你过来跟我一起来敬拜，所以你要坐下跟他一起敬拜。
Yes, you read the Bible.
是的，你是读了圣经。
Yes, you pray and you come on Sunday morning.
是的，你也祷告，你也来周日的这个礼拜。
But if that is the extent of your faith in God, you are really lacking.
但如果这仅仅是你的忠诚信实的一种程度的表现的话，那还是缺乏了。
It must serve real people.
你一定要是真正的为他人真切的去服务。
Something you can touch.
这有些是可以要看到的。
Once a month, I give a person a box of food because I know she needs food.
那这一个每个月的话，我会给人一箱的食物。
Someone calls with a problem. I said, well, I'll listen. Tell me what your problem is.
那有些人跟我说啊，有问题出现，我会跟他说什么样的问题跟我说。
Okay, so it must be tangible.
所以一定是一个真实有行为的这样的。
Your faith must be meaningful.
那你的这一个忠诚信实一定是要有意义的。
Meaningful means it's directed at a specific person or people group.
那这个有意义它是指示着这么一个人是以讨神喜悦的方式来服务。
You serve them in a way that is pleasing to God.
那这样的方式就是讨神喜悦。
It provides and encourages.
那这样的话，他提供也给予了对方这么一个激励。
It enables a person in a meaningful way.
让人能感觉他能够成就事情以一个有意义的方式。
Mark 9:41.
那么看一下马可福音九章四十一节。
I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name.Because you belong to Christ will certainly not lose his reward.
那就说到凡因你们是属基督给你们一杯水喝的我实在告诉你们他不能不得奖赏。
Jesus says giving someone a cup of water in his name is tangible and meaningful.
那耶稣说到了给人一杯水喝这就是有实际意义的行动跟这个有还有意义的行为。
It is proof that you believe in him.
这也是一个凭据，就是你在他里面信着他。
Giving a cup of water to someone is not a big thing, is it?
那给人一杯水喝并不是非常大的什么事。
You'd be surprised how many people come to our church during the week asking for water.
那你会感到惊讶啊，有很多人有时候也来我们这一周的话会来我们教会就想要喝水。
The problem is that many of us have big heads full of God's word.
那这个问题就是有时候我们会有一个聪慧很大的一个脑瓜啊，都是满是神的话语。
I mean, we know God's word inside and out.
那我们是知道神的话语从里到外都知道。
We know what we're supposed to do.
那我们也知道我们该做什么。
But we have little hearts, so we don't do it.
但是我们心却是那么的狭小，就不知道做什么。
See, we need big heads and big hearts full of God's grace and love.
所以我们要有一个大的一个聪慧脑瓜还加上一个宏伟的心肠一个好的心肠去做神的工。
We need big hands and big feet to serve people in tangible and meaningful ways.
我们要有一个以神有能力的一个见到的事资然后来做神的工。
And there are three ways I want you to think about for this coming year that you need to be faithful in.
然后这边有几个方式来告诉你我们是有几个方面来谈论一下怎么样持有我们的忠信。
Now if we can go to our next slide.
你看一下我们下个幻灯片。
First way is be faithful in your worship.
然后第一点是说到了在我们的这个敬拜赞美中要有忠信。
Hebrews 10:23.
那希伯来书十章二十三节。
Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another and all the more as you see the day approaching.
那这边23章到25节说到也要坚守我们所承诺的指望不致摇动因为那应许我们的我的是信实的。又要彼此相顾激发爱心勉励行善你们不可停止聚会好像那些停止惯了的人倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
So we hold on to each other and hold on to Jesus and worship together.
所以我们要在基督上面要互相把持，在仁爱和善事上互相激励。
So I'm talking about being faithful in your corporate worship on Sunday morning.
这边是说到了在周日我们的敬拜上要齐心协力的来敬拜赞美。
After we worship together, we should spur, we should encourage each other to love and do good deeds.
那即使敬拜赞美结束后，我们也要在许多善事和仁爱上要互相的劝勉激励。
That's one of the goals of corporate worship.
这也是我们齐心协力敬拜的目标之一。
Look at this slide, this picture.
那我们看一下这个幻灯片。
A fireplace. I love fireplaces.
然后看到这一个图画，就是一堆火堆啊，我喜欢火堆。
See the logs of a fire burn brightly together.
所以看到这一个木锥所搭集的火堆的话，它是不是这个光芒是耀眼夺目
？But if you were to take one of those logs and put it on the ground, it would slowly burn out.
那如果你取一根下来，把它放置在一个冷灰当中，它很快就烟消火灭了。
If we stop worshiping, if we're not faithful in our corporate worship with each other.We will burn out spiritually.
那如果我们不来这一个齐心的祷告，不一起来敬拜赞美的话，很快我们的心灵之火也逐个的这个烟飞烟灭。
As a pastor, it's one of the most disappointing things I've seen in my fellow believers.
那作为一个牧师的话，他看到了就是在这个信徒当中也是有些事情让他感到有些失望。
The past six months in our English worship service, I've seen a decline in our worship attendance.
那在过去的六个月里面他看到在英文堂子每周日早上的敬拜的话已经出现了一些缺席的状况。
Or it's been inconsistent, people don't worship regularly.
那出现了一些这个不是很稳定大多有缺席这么一个情况发生。
As your corporate worship goes, so goes your relationship with God.
那就像这样的一个缺席如果我们不齐心来敬拜的话那这样也是在我们跟神的关系中也有了缺席问题。
Now don't get me wrong, I worship at home, I have my quiet times, I worship God in my prayer time and stuff, but we need to worship with each other.
那这个的话我在家里面也是有自己跟神的时间我会跟神的亲近去敬拜赞美但是我们需要一起来齐心合力来敬拜。
Irregular worship is a symptom that there's something wrong with your faith.
那如果这个不稳定的缺席状况的话这也是显示出你在你的忠诚信实上出现问题。
Anticipation and expectation is the key.
那这一个盼望和期望的话也是重点。
When you come on Sunday morning, do you expect, do you anticipate meeting God?
那如果你是周日来的话，你是盼望的神，要跟他来亲近。
Do you expect God to speak to you through the singing or the words or the fellowship of your brothers and sisters.
那你是来见他面，然后也是这样的话，跟你的族类弟兄姊妹来一起来敬拜。
Does your word, does your heart burn sometimes as God speaks to you?
那也希望神给你话语。那当你敬拜的时候，你是否感觉到你内心有一种迫切的如火烧的感觉？
Does God provoke your thinking?
那是否神已经也在其中激发你的思考？
See, when you come on Sunday morning, you should be, have one of three things happen. You should be convicted of your sins.
那这边的话，你来周日的敬拜赞美，这要有三件事情发生。第一个就是你要感觉有一种罪责在里头。
You should be comforted of your sorrows.
那你这边的话，要你的软弱，你要得到安慰。
You should be challenged to serve God.
那这边你也要是感觉到在你的服事上面要带有一种挑战性的。
So give God your best time.
所以要给神你最好的这个质量上时间。
Come on time and come to worship. Be faithful.
那我们是要来这边是要按时，也要准备我们的心来准备，要信，要忠诚信实。
The second area I want you to think about being faithful is in your giving.
那第二点的话，我想看一下，在你的这个敬拜赞美中，要忠诚信实的话，是一个奉献的心。
Our giving for 2018 was had dropped 8% from 2017.
那这边的话，我们18年的奉献相比17年是跌了滑下有 8% 这么多。
A lot of people didn't notice it, but I used to be a CPA, so I noticed these things.
那有很多人不知道，但我以前是 CPA, 就是管账的那一种，有这个资格证的，所以我是知道怎么回事。
Plus we had like $30,000 in repairs last year.
那在过去一年的话，我们有30,000这么多的在维修上的开支。
So I can tell our budget got tighter.
所以我可以发现我们的这一个预算是有点紧了。
We have a reserve. I've always kept a big reserve, but we're kind of eating away at it.
那我们也是有这个存款的。我们有很多，以前是有很多存款，但是我发现我们现在也逐渐的把这些存款消耗殆尽。
It's nobody's fault.
那这也不是所有的这个问题。
Our demographics have changed.
我们的人口统计是已经开始变化了。
In seminary, we learned that a church,Every 5 years, you have a new church in the same church.
然后我们也发现了，在这一个神学学到每五年的话，你会有一个新的教会，然后有一个新的教会在开始。
A lot of people have moved away.
很多人也去了别的教会去了。
A lot of people have retired, and that really affects the giving.
然后随后就退休了，这也是影响我们的奉献。
But I also believe, as a pastor, it's a symptom of being lazy in worship.
然后我们也发现了，作为一个牧师，发现这个我们敬拜赞美中也变得开始这个懒惰，然后这是一个症状。
If we're not consistent in worship, we won't be consistent in our giving.
那如果我们连这一个敬拜赞美也不是处于一个稳定状态的话，那我们的奉献一样如此。
And I'm glad God revealed this to me because it's a wake-up call.
那希望神显明给我们，因为这是让我们需要警示的。
You know, I think we've been taking for granted God's grace and goodness.
那我们这个感情是想当然的，我们在拿取神给我们的恩典，还有他的良善。
So I don't see it as an obstacle, but an opportunity to serve God.
但我看这一切的话，并不是一个障碍，一个困难，我反而看这个像是为神这个显示我的忠心的一个机会。
An opportunity to be faithful.
这也是一个机会，让我们在神里面忠诚信实。
1 Corinthians 16:2. I'm just going to read it. This is Apostle Paul's instruction to the Corinthian church about how to give.On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made.
那这边是哥林多前书16章第二节，就是说到每逢七日第一日，个人要照自己的进项，然后抽出来，然后留着，免得我来的时候就献臭。
Plan your giving.
那要对你的奉献进行计划。
Set it aside every week or every paycheck.
那每一周的开头，或是每一个这个工资日的话，都留一些下来。
Make it a priority as an act of faith and love towards God.
那以此作为一个首要的一个任务，以此也是对神的这一个忠诚和爱。
Faithful believers give to God first.
那这一个忠诚信实的仆人的话会先给予他的神。
Don't give God your leftovers.
那并不要给神你的剩余残渣。
You know, a lot of Christians pay all their bills and pay all these other things and then they see what's left and then they said, God, this is what I'm going to give you.
那很多一些信徒的话他是先拿了钱以后工资还有付钱然后付这一个账付那个账完了以后剩余他说啊神那这是我剩下我给你吧。
That's a leftover. God is not pleased with your leftovers.
那这就是剩余残渣但是神并不喜悦了。
100% of our revenue that runs this church comes from your giving.
那我们百分之百的这一个教会的劳务收入都是来自我们的奉献。
At the last business meeting, we already made adjustments and have a plan, so we're just fine.
所以很多事情我们都是有计划了，有一些调整，所以我们现在目前都很好。
I do know this: if you're faithful in your giving, we will be fine.
所以我们看到，如果这是你的忠诚信实所给予的话，那我们会没有问题的。
We're distributing your year-end contribution statements right now after church.
那我们在教会结束后也会发给大家你这一个上一年你的奉献表。
I encourage you to look at it and ask yourself if you have been faithful.
那我也是想要问一下大家来看一看，来看一下你的这一个奉献表所体现您是否忠诚信实。
The next area of faithfulness should be serving. We should be serving God and people.
那下一个体现您忠实信实的方面是指服事帮助。那看一下您是否以神的话帮助他人。
In the past, if we had a maintenance need, I would just tell our secretary, I just hire someone to do it.
那在过去的话，我看到有一些什么维修方面教会需求的话，我就说啊，没关系，我就是去雇请他人来过来修一下。
But maybe God is saying that, hey, no, you do it. You serve in that way.
那或许神就借机会告诉你是你要做你要去服侍。
I noticed the light out is out today.
我发现了上面看一下这上面有几个盏灯已经灭了。
So I could hire someone to do it.
所以我可以去雇请他其他人来帮忙修一下。
But I will change it this week.
但是我会说这一周我会自己来修。
I'm so tall, I can almost reach it.
你看我其实很高了，没发现吗？我可以去去修这个灯，这个灯。
But it will be changed.
它会被修理了。
I do want to appreciate Andy. If you notice in the restrooms, we have new countertops that Larry Dong put in, and then Andy came and replaced all the fixtures and put back the plumbing and stuff. So we appreciate Andy.We're serving in that way.
那我们也再次来感激一下 Andy， 他是帮助了教会修理一下这一个洗手间的这个洗手台。如果你进去的话，看到洗手台都被 Andy 一切都这一个修理的非常完美，一个崭新的一个洗手台。然后他也是把所有的这一些物品啊，还有一些水管相关一些零件全部都装上去了。我们再一次感谢一下 Andy。
1 John 3:17。
然后看一下。Oh, I'm sorry. One more time.
1 John 3:17.
这个是约翰一书三章十七节。
If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth.
那这边是十七章到十八节讲到，凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜惜的心。爱神的心怎么能存在他里面呢？小子们啊，我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
We don't serve ourselves, we serve other people.
我们并不是为自己去服侍，我们也要为他人服侍。
You know someone, you see someone who's lonely or hurt or in need?
你看到如果有人的话他是目前在一个孤单然后这个自闭或者是有受伤这么情况的话
God says serve them.
然后神就跟你说话说你要去帮助他。
We make the most difference in another person's life when we serve them with tangible and meaningful ways.
那我们能够以一个有意义实际的方式来帮助他人的话这是造就一个很大的一个改变不同。
Not just your family and friends, but serve people you don't know that well.
那并不是只是帮助你的家人或亲近人，也帮助那些不认识的人。
Small groups is a great way to start serving other people.
那一个小型的小组来帮助小组内的人，这是一个很好的一个开始的方式。
Join a group and serve.
然后去加入一个小组，然后开始你的服事。
See, we are the most like Jesus Christ when we worship together, we give and we serve.
所以当我们去敬拜赞美，去奉献，去服事的时候，我们是更像耶稣基督。
I challenge you to be faithful in all three of those areas this coming year.
我现在想要挑战激励你们要以一个真诚信实的一个方式去服事。
But in order to be faithful, we have to have a faithful attitude. Look at our next slide.
那下一个换天也讲到下一点，就是如果你要有一个忠诚信实表现的话，去服事的话，也要有一个忠信的一个态度。
This month I'm preaching a new series called Living Past Your Feelings and Your Emotions.
那在过去的话，我开始讲到以一个这样的一个教材，它教材是叫做翻译过来叫胜过情绪和情感的生活。
You can listen to that series online on our webpage.
那你也可以上网看我们这一个系列的教材。
A lot of people are not faithful simply because they don't feel like it.
那很多人的话，他没有体现出这么一个忠诚信实，只是觉得他并不想做出来。
I don't feel like doing anything for God.
他有时候会想，并不想做任何为神做任何事。
The zeal is gone.
然后这样的一个热情的话，已经消失了。
I don't feel God today, so I'm not going to do nothing for God.
而今天也好像我今天并没有有任何感觉，所以不想为神做任何事。
We know what we should do.
我们知道我们该做什么。
But we don't feel like it.
但是我们却没有那种感觉。
Sometimes on Sunday morning, I don't feel like coming to church.
有时候牧师在周日的时候他会感觉他不想来教会。
I'm not in the mood, I'm tired.
没那个心情或者是我有点疲倦了。
I don't feel very spiritual.
我灵性上也没有那种感动。
No one likes me.
或者是没人不喜欢我。
Then my wife says, you have to get up, you're the pastor.
然后我的太太就跟我说你得起来啊，你可是牧师。
So I go.
所以我就去了。
And I'm always blessed because I worship with you and I worship my God.
然后我呢就在中间得祝福，因为我跟大家一起来敬拜，也跟为神敬拜。
I go even though I didn't feel like it at the time.
那我没有去，可能在当时没这种感动感觉。
And God will touch me one way or another.
但是神会以各种方式来这一个碰触我的心。
A Bible study class will touch me and speak to me.
那也许是一个圣经的教导课的话，会以他的经文来触碰我的心灵。
A song touches my heart.
或是一首歌触碰了我的心。
Or maybe I get to touch one of you and serve you or bless you or encourage you.
或是我触摸大家，跟大家一个拥抱，来跟大家去服侍，帮助他人，这样的方式让我心里面有这感动。
God will not make you faithful.
神不会把你变得忠诚信实。
God will work in your life so that you can become faithful.
那神会借着你的生活来帮助你，从中来让你变成忠诚信实。
So first of all, the faithful attitude is committed. We are committed.
那首先下一点就是说到，在一个忠诚信实的一个态度上的话，我们会通过我们的这个忠心献身侍奉于什么方式来体现我们的忠诚信实。
Commitment is the reason you got up every day for 50 years to go to work.
那这一个忠心或献身这样的行为的话呢，可以体现在你每天都去上班，这一去就50年。
You know what you should do, so you go do it for your family.
那你也知道你要做什么，你会这样去为你家里面人做。
It'll bear fruit for you and your family because you provide for them.
那这其中的话，因为你这样的奉献，为家人去献身去做，也其中的话，产出果子。
2 Timothy 1:12.
那提摩太后书一章十二节。
For this reason I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day.
那一章十二节讲到，为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
I know whom I have believed in.
我知道我信的是哪一位。
The Lord God Almighty.
这是全能的神。
And I believe in his son who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead.
我也知道他的他的儿子耶稣基督为了我的这个罪钉死在十字架上并且从中复活。
And I believe God keeps his promises.
我也知道神他是信守诺言的。
So I am committed to be faithful to God.
所以我是忠心献身去对他做事。
And my faithfulness carries me through those hard times.
而我这样的一个忠心信实的话会帮助我把我架起然后跨过那一些无力软弱的那些时候就心情糟糕那一些时刻。
When I don't feel like it.
当我感觉没有任何感动的时候。
When I'm tired or unhappy.
当我也是没有任何的能力这个软弱的时候。
So how is your commitment to God today?
那你今天你对神的忠心是怎样的呢?
The second ingredient of a faithful attitude is consistent.
那第二个来体现你忠诚信实态度是体现在你的坚持不懈。
Did you make a New Year's resolution for this year?
那你有没有为今年做一些决定的计划呢
I need to lose about 10 pounds.
那我的话呢me too. 我要去减肥然后减个十磅。
But unfortunately, many of you gave me 5 pounds of See's candy for Christmas.
那也是说到了去年我们圣诞节也是吃了很多大家提供这个糖果然后也是让我开始增了十磅。
Homemade baked goods.
然后这个是家里面这个烤了一些东西。
Some of you gave me gift cards to fattening restaurants.
然后也给了我很多一些礼物卡这些快餐店这些礼物卡让我变大了。
So I'll exercise, and then I'll go eat some candy.
然后我呢去运动然后又吃一些糖果。
And I go exercise some more and diet.
然后吃一些糖果吃一些运动一下然后又来自控制食。
And then I'll pull out a restaurant card and go, hey, let's go eat here and pick out.
然后我就会用这个礼物卡然后就买一些东西吃。
So you start and stop, and then you start and then you stop again.
所以你去运动然后停下来一去运动又停下来。
You won't get anywhere that way.
如果你是这样的话你并没有达到任何目的。
You have to be consistent in your faith too.
你要以一个持之以恒的忠诚信实来展现你的信心。
It takes a little discipline.
所以这其中要有一点点管束在里头。
Galatians 6:9.
加拉太书六章第九节。
Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest.If we do not give up.
Give me one second.
Galatians
6:9. 那这边是讲到了加拉太书六章第九节。你们我们行善不可丧志。若不灰心到了时候就要收成。
See, a farmer reaps what he sows.
那你也看到了这个。
If he plants, okay.
Sorry. 你也看到这农民他是种什么收什么。
If he goes out to his harvest field and he plants 3 seeds, he won't get much of a harvest.
如果他到这个田里面他只播下总是只有三粒的话到收成的时候根本收不到什么。
But if he goes out and he plants 3,000 seeds, he will have a big harvest.
那如果是这三粒成了3000个种子的话他收成的时候会一个大丰收。
When you plant the word of God, the seeds of God's, the good news in people's hearts, or you serve people with good deeds, you are planting seeds.
那如果你是像服侍他人这样就像扫种然后你是一个大的一个心肠去多有扫种的话以一个良善的事然后去行的话这样你的丰收时候会有很大的硕果。
And if you only do one good deed every 5 years, you won't get much of a harvest.
那如果你才是每5年才行一件善事的话收成时机到来你并不会得什么。
If you only share one Bible truth every 5 years with people,You won't have much of a harvest.
那如果每五年来你所做的只是分享圣经的一段经文而已的话收成的时候根本就没有任何。
But if you're consistently planting the good news and doing good deeds all the time, you will see harvest in time.
但如果你随时随刻以持之以恒的心态去服侍去这个分享的话你会有大丰收。
Every step of faith moves us closer to God.
那每一小步的这个忠诚信实行为会让我们更接近神。
And every time we don't take a step of faith, we move farther away from God.
但每一次你没有去一个忠诚信实去行的话，你会向神反而是倒退一步。
And the question is, are you moving closer to God or farther away?
所以问题来了，你是想要接近神还是向后倒退呢？
So we have to be committed and we have to be consistent.
所以我们要有一个忠心去奉献，而且要有一个持之以恒的心态。
The third thing we must do is we must be cheerful when we serve.
那第三点就是讲到当我们去奉献的时候，我们要有一个欢心乐意的心态。
When you worship or when you give or when you serve, it should be more of, it should be a blessing.
那当你敬拜赞美或者是奉献或者是服事的时候，你要有一个好的心态，这应该是很大祝福的。
If you find it's always a burden, you need a heart exam.
那如果你发现这其中你所做的一切是带着一种有负担的心态的话，那也得做一个心脏检查。
If we're not filled with joy when we serve, there's something wrong with you.
那如果你在服事当中的话没有看到自己头心里面充满欢喜，那自己你是有一些问题了。
It might be sin.
也许是因来自罪。
It might be you're lazy.
也许是你的懒惰造成。
But there's something wrong with you.
但是你还是充满一些问题。
2 Corinthians 9:7.
那哥林多后书九章第七节。
Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
那讲到个人要随本心所运定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
See, we're to serve cheerfully with joy.
所以我们在服事的时候要满心欢喜。
Joy removes the burden from any ministry.
以这样满心欢喜的心态去服事的话，在你神的工作中会把你的负担会移除掉。
If you serve reluctantly or under compulsion, you will have no joy.
如果我们是一个作难或者是勉强的心去服事的话，这样的话会充满了负担在里头。
You'll be filled with bitterness.
这样的话你心里面是有带有苦水的。
You'll hear yourself saying, why isn't anybody helping me? Why am I doing all the work?
你会听到那个苦水又翻滚跟你说到为什么没有人来帮助我，为什么没有人来在从中帮忙。
The cheerful servant will invite people to come and participate and help them.
那一个欢心乐意的仆人的话会邀请，然后也是来激励他人来一起来服侍。
God loves a cheerful servant.
那神是爱一个满心欢喜的仆人。
The last 2 years, I've probably done 30 funerals or more.
那在过去的两年里面，我可能一共主持过三场葬礼。
And recently someone said, well, how can you do so many funerals and still feel joyful?
那会有人问到我了，你既然主持过这么多许多的葬礼，为什么你心里面还是充满欢喜？
Doesn't it make you sad and depressed?
那这样的一些事情发生，你去主持会不会让你觉得有些抑郁寡欢呢？
And I say, well, it can, but I see it as an opportunity to serve God.
我说这样的事情是会发生的，但是我看它，我视它为一个服侍神的机会。
I get to share God's word with people who don't come to this church or any church.
我会以神的话语去激励，去帮助那些不来教会的人，或是其他一些不来教会人。
I get to plant seeds in their hearts.
我可以通过这样的机会在他们心里面播种。
And in time, I do see some fruit. So yes, I want to serve. It is hard work.But I want to serve.
然后随时间推移的话，会看到会有成果的，会看到这些渐渐发芽，然后成果，然后会出现的。
Brothers and sisters, for 2019, will you be faithful?
那我们弟兄姐妹们在2019年是否要以一个忠诚信实心态来了？
Or will you let Satan lull you into laziness?
或者是反而你会从魔鬼撒旦会进入你的心，来将你变得懒惰呢？
I want you to think about that as we go into our decision time.
那我是想要大家来想一想，在你在做决定的时候想一想。
And for some of you, will 2019 be the year you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord?
那在2019年是否你想要在这一年上你也会将你的信心摆在耶稣面前，让他作为你的救主呢？
We cannot follow Jesus Christ into heaven unless we put our faith in him today.
我们如果不以耶稣基督把信心交托在上面去为他去做工的话，那我们也没办法会跟他一同进入神的殿。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we know that you called us to be your servants.
那神啊，我知道天父你是拣选我们来让我们去服侍。
We don't deserve it, we don't have the right, but you chose us.
我们并不配，但是你拣选我们，让我们去做你的工。
So I pray for my brothers and sisters today that they'll be faithful.
那我们是为我们弟兄们、姐妹们祷告，让他们能够忠诚信实。
That we encourage and spur each other along in faithfulness.
让我们激励、激发他们在你里面互相的这个谨记。
And Father, I pray if there's someone here today who needs to believe in you, that they do so today.
然后神啊，我也是祷告，如果在其中有人想要来认识你的话，我让能够您给他你的感动。
For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
然后以神的名祷告，耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Peter. Fine job. Fine job.
教会需求的话，我就说啊，没关系，我就是去雇请他人来过来修一下。
But maybe God is saying that, hey, no, you do it. You serve in that way.
那或许神就借机会告诉你是你要做，你要去服侍。
I noticed the light out is out today.
我发现了上面，看一下，这上面有几个盏灯已经灭了。
So I could hire someone to do it.
所以我可以去雇请他其他人来帮忙修一下。
But I will change it this week.
但是我会说这一周我会自己来修。
I'm so tall, I can almost reach it.
你看我其实很高了，没发现吗？我可以去去修这个灯。
But it will be changed.
它会被修理了。嗯。
I do want to appreciate Andy. If you notice in the restrooms, we have new countertops that Larry Dong put in, and then Andy came and replaced all the fixtures and put back the plumbing and stuff. So we appreciate Andy.Serving in that way.
然后我们也再次来感激一下 Andy， 他是帮助了教会修理一下这一个洗手间的这个洗手台。如果你进去的话，看到洗手台都被 Andy 一切都这一个修理的非常完美，一个崭新的一个洗手台。然后他也是把所有的这一些物品啊，还有一些水管相关一些零件全部都装上去了。我们再一次感谢一下 Andy。
1 John 3:17。
然后看一下，I'm sorry, one more time。
1 John 3:17。
这个是约翰一书三章十七节。
If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth.
那这边是十七章到十八节讲到，凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜惜的心。爱神的心怎么能存在他里面呢？小子们啊，我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
We don't serve ourselves, we serve other people.
我们并不是为自己去服侍，我们也要为他人服侍。
You know someone, you see someone who's lonely or hurt or in need?
你看到如果有人的话，他是目前在一个孤单，然后这个自闭，或者是有受伤这么情况的话，
God says serve them.
然后神就跟你说话，说你要去帮助他。
We make the most difference in another person's life when we serve them with tangible and meaningful ways.
那我们能够以一个有意义、实际的方式来帮助他人的话，这是造就一个很大的一个改变、不同。
Not just your family and friends, but serve people you don't know that well.
那并不是只是帮助你的家人或者亲近人，也帮助那些不认识的人。
Small groups is a great way to start serving other people.
那一个小型的小组来帮助小组类的人，这是一个很好的一个开始的方式。
Join a group and serve.
然后去加入一个小组，然后开始你的服事。
See, we are the most like Jesus Christ when we worship together, we give and we serve.
所以当我们去敬拜赞美，去奉献，去服侍的时候，我们是更像耶稣基督。
I challenge you to be faithful in all three of those areas this coming year.
我现在想要挑战激励你们要以一个真诚信实的一个方式去服侍。
But in order to be faithful, we have to have a faithful attitude. Look at our next slide.
那下一个换天也讲到下一点，就是如果你要有一个忠诚信实表现的话，去服侍的话，也要有一个忠信的一个态度。
This month I'm preaching a new series called Living Past Your Feelings and Your Emotions.
那在过去的话，我开始讲到以一个这样的一个教材。 它教材是叫做翻译过来叫胜过情绪和情感的生活。
You can listen to that series online on our webpage.
那你也可以上网看我们这一个系列的教材。
A lot of people are not faithful simply because they don't feel like it.
那很多人的话他没有体现出这么一个忠诚信实只是觉得他并不想做出来。
I don't feel like doing anything for God.
那他有时候会想并不想做任何为神做任何事。
The zeal is gone.
然后这样的一个热情的话已经消失了。
I don't feel God today, so I'm not going to do nothing for God.
而今天也好像我今天并没有有任何感觉所以不想为神做任何事。
We know what we should do.
我们知道我们该做什么。
But we don't feel like it.
但是我们却没有那种感觉。
Sometimes on Sunday morning, I don't feel like coming to church.
有时候牧师在周日的时候他会感觉他不想来教会。
I'm not in the mood, I'm tired.
没那个心情或者是我有点疲倦了。
I don't feel very spiritual.
我灵性上也没有那种感动。
No one likes me.
或者是没人不喜欢我。
Then my wife says, you have to get up, you're the pastor.
然后我的太太就跟我说你得起来你可是牧师。
So I go.
所以我就去了。
And I'm always blessed because I worship with you and I worship my God.
然后我呢就在中间得祝福因为我跟大家一起来敬拜也跟为神敬拜。
I go even though I didn't feel like it at the time.
那我没有去可能在当时没这种感动感觉。
And God will touch me one way or another.
但是神会以各种方式来这一个碰触我的心。
A Bible study class will touch me and speak to me.
那也许是一个圣经的教导课的话会以他的经文来触破我的心灵。
A song touches my heart.
或是一首歌触碰了我的心。
Or maybe I get to touch one of you and serve you or bless you or encourage you.
或是我触摸大家跟大家一个拥抱来跟大家去服侍帮助他人这样的方式让我心里面有这个感动。
God will not make you faithful.
神不会把你变得忠诚信实。
God will work in your life so that you can become faithful.
那神会借着你的生活来帮助你从中来让你变成忠诚信实。
So first of all, the faithful attitude is committed. We are committed.
那首先下一点就是说到在一个忠诚信实的一个态度上的话我们会通过我们的这个忠心献身侍奉于什么方式来体现我们的忠诚信实。
Commitment is the reason you got up every day for 50 years to go to work.
那这一个忠心或献身这样的行为的话呢可以体现在你每天都去上班这一去就50年。
You know what you should do, so you go do it for your family.
那你也知道你要做什么你会这样去为你家里面人做。
It'll bear fruit for you and your family because you provide for them.
那这其中的话因为你这样的奉献为家人去献身去做也其中的话产出果子。
2 Timothy 1:12
那提摩太后书一章十二节。
For this reason I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day.
那一章十二节讲到，为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
I know whom I have believed in.
我知道我信的是哪一位。
The Lord God Almighty.
这是全能的神。
I believe in His Son who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead.
我也知道他的儿子耶稣基督为了我的这个罪钉死在十字架上并且从中复活。
And I believe God keeps His promises.
我也知道神他是信守诺言的。
So I am committed to be faithful to God.
所以我是忠心献身去对他做事。
And my faithfulness carries me through those hard times.
我这样的一个忠诚信实的话会帮助我把我架起然后跨过那一些无力软弱的那时候就心情糟糕那一些时刻。
When I don't feel like it.
当我感觉没有任何感动的时候。
When I'm tired or unhappy.
当我也是没有任何的能力这个软弱的时候。
So how is your commitment to God today?
那你今天你对神的忠心是怎样的呢
?The second ingredient of faithful attitude is consistent.
那第二个来体现你忠诚信实态度是体现在你的坚持不懈。
Did you make a New Year's resolution for this year?
那你有没有为今年做一些决定的计划呢
I need to lose about 10 pounds.
那我的话呢，me too. 我要去减肥，然后减个十磅。
But unfortunately, many of you gave me 5 pounds of See's candy for Christmas.
那也是说到了去年，我们圣诞节也是吃了很多大家提供的糖果，然后也是让我开始增了十磅。
Homemade baked goods.
然后这个是家里面这个烤了一些东西。
Some of you gave me gift cards to fattening restaurants.
然后也给了我很多一些礼物卡，这些快餐店这些礼物卡，让我变大了。
So I'll exercise, and then I'll go eat some candy.
然后我呢去运动，然后又吃一些糖果。
And I go exercise some more and diet.
然后吃一些糖果，运动一下，然后又来自控制食。
And then I'll pull out a restaurant card and go, hey, let's go eat here and pick out.
然后我就会用这个礼物卡，然后就买一些东西吃。
So you start and stop, then you start and then you stop again.
所以你去运动，然后停下来，一去运动又停下来。
You won't get anywhere that way.
如果你是这样的话，你并没有达到任何目的。
You have to be consistent in your faith too.
你要以一个持之以恒的忠诚信实来展现你的信心。
It takes a little discipline.
所以这其中要有一点点管束在里头。
Galatians 6:9.
加拉太书六章第九节。
Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Give me one second.
Galatians 6:9.
那这边是讲到了加拉太书六章第九节。你们我们行善不可上志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
See, a farmer reaps what he sows.
那你也看到了这个农民
If he plants,
sorry, 你也看到这农民他是种什么收什么。
If he goes out to his harvest field and he plants 3 seeds, he won't get much of a harvest.
如果他到这个田里面他只播下总是只有三粒的话，到收成的时候根本收不到什么。
But if he goes out and he plants 3,000 seeds, he will have a big harvest.
那如果是这三粒成了3000个种子的话，他收成的时候会一个大丰收。
When you plant the word of God, the seeds of God's, the good news in people's hearts, or you serve people with good deeds, you are planting seeds.
那如果你是像服侍他人这样，就像扫种，然后你是一个大的一个心肠。去多有撒种的话，以一个良善的事，然后去行的话，这样你的丰收的时候会有很大的硕果。
And if you only do one good deed every 5 years, you won't get much of a harvest.
那如果你才是每5年才行一件善事的话，收成时机到来，你并不会得什么。
If you only share one Bible truth every 5 years with people, you won't have much of a harvest.
那如果每5年来你所做的只是分享圣经的一段经文而已的话，收成的时候根本就没有任何。
But if you're consistently planting the good news and doing good deeds all the time, you will see harvest in time.
但如果你随时随刻以持之以恒的心态去服侍，去这个分享的话，你会有大丰收。
Every step of faith moves us closer to God.
那每一小步的这个忠诚信实行为会让我们更接近神。
And every time we don't take a step of faith, we move farther away from God.
但每一次你没有去一个忠诚信实去行的话，你会向神反而是倒退一步。
And the question is, are you moving closer to God or farther away?
所以问题来了，你是想要接近神还是向后倒退呢？
So we have to be committed and we have to be consistent.
所以我们要有一个忠心去奉献，而且要有一个持之以恒的心态。
The third thing we must do is we must be cheerful when we serve.
那第三点就是讲到，当我们去奉献的时候，我们要有一个欢心乐意的心态。
When you worship or when you give or when you serve, it should be more of it should be a blessing.
那当你敬拜赞美或者是奉献或者是服侍的时候，你要有一个好的心态，这应该是很大祝福的。
If you find that it's always a burden, you need a heart exam.
那如果你发现这其中你所做的一切是带着一种有负担的心态的话，那也得做一个心脏检查。
If we're not filled with joy when we serve, there's something wrong with you.
那如果你在服侍当中的话没有看到自己头心里面充满欢喜，那自己你是有一些问题了。
It might be sin.
也许是因来自罪。
It might be you're lazy.
也许是你的懒惰造成。
But there's something wrong with you.
但是你还是充满一些问题。
2 Corinthians 9:7.
那哥林多后书九章第七节。
Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
那讲到个人要随本心所运定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
See, we're to serve cheerfully with joy.
所以我们在服侍时候要满心欢喜。
Joy removes the burden from any ministry.
以这样满心欢喜的心态去服侍的话，在你神的工作中会把你的负担会移除掉。
If you serve reluctantly or under compulsion, you will have no joy.
如果我们是一个作难或是勉强的心去服侍的话，这样的话会充满了负担在里头。
You'll be filled with bitterness.
这样的话你心里面是有带有苦水的。
You'll hear yourself saying, why isn't anybody helping me? Why am I doing all the work?
你会听到那个苦水又翻滚跟你说到，为什么没有人来帮助我，为什么没有人来在从中帮忙。
The cheerful servant will invite people to come and participate and help them.
那一个欢心乐意的仆人的话会邀请，然后也是来激励他人来一起来服侍。
God loves a cheerful servant.
那神是爱一个满心欢喜的仆人。
The last 2 years, I've probably done 30 funerals or more.
那在过去的两年里面，我可能一共主持过三场葬礼。
And recently someone said, well, how can you do so many funerals and still feel joyful?
那会有人问到我了，你既然主持过这么多许多的葬礼，为什么你心里面还是充满欢喜？
Doesn't it make you sad and depressed?
那这样的一些事情发生，你去主持会不会让你觉得有些抑郁寡欢呢？
And I say, well, it can, but I see it as an opportunity to serve God.
我说这样的事情是会发生的，但是我看它，我视它为一个服侍神的机会。
I get to share God's word with people who don't come to this church or any church.
我会以神的话语去激励，去帮助那些不来教会的人，或是其他一些不来教会人。
I get to plant seeds in their hearts.
我可以通过这样的机会在他们心里面播种。
And in time, I do see some fruit. So yes, I want to serve. It is hard work.But I want to serve.
然后随时间推移的话，会看到会有成果的，会看到这些渐渐发芽，然后成果，然后会出现的。
Brothers and sisters, for 2019, will you be faithful?
那我们弟兄姐妹们在2019年是否要以一个忠诚信实心态来了？
Or will you let Satan lull you into laziness?
或者是反而你会从魔鬼撒旦会进入你的心来将你变得懒惰呢？
I want you to think about that as we go into our decision time.
那我是想要大家来想一想，在你在做决定的时候想一想。
And for some of you, will 2019 be the year you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord?
那在2019年是否你想要在这一年上你会将你的信心摆在耶稣面前，让他作为你的救主呢？
We cannot follow Jesus Christ into heaven unless we put our faith in him today.
我们如果不以耶稣基督把信心交托在上面去为他去做工的话，那我们也没办法会跟他一同进入神的殿。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we know that you called us to be your servants.
那神啊，我知道天父你是拣选我们来让我们去服侍。
We don't deserve it, we don't have the right, but you chose us.
我们并不配，但是你拣选我们让我们去做你的工。
So I pray for my brothers and sisters today that they'll be faithful.
那我们是为我们弟兄们姐妹们祷告，让他们能够忠诚信实。
That we encourage and spur each other along in faithfulness.
让我们激励激发他们在你里面互相的这个谨记。
And Father, I pray if there's someone here today who needs to believe in you, that they do so today.
然后神啊，我也是祷告，如果在其中有人想要来认识你的话，我让他。能够您给他你的感动。
For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
然后以神的名祷告，耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Peter. Fine job.